Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
As it was in the days of the psalmist, so it is today. We live in a world that is full of opinions. A world where the opinion of one man is considered just as valuable as the opinion of another man, no matter what that opinion might be. Where men and women who are full of pride, who are full of themselves, who are full of error and of sin, claim to have the answers to many things, but who do not seek those answers in the truth of the Word of God. But without the Word of God to guide us, in the end, we will be disappointed in those answers because they will only lead us away from God. Yet, we diligently, even religiously, listen to those people, and we value their opinions, and we hang on their every word. But the psalmist was aware how foolish those people were, those who spoke those words, and those who listened to those words. And as we come to section 15 of Psalm 119, as we come to verse 113, to verse 120, the psalmist addresses this issue, a section that is entitled Samech in Hebrew, the 15th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. A word that means pillar in Hebrew. A pillar that supports us. So like a pillar, we lean upon the Word of God for our support. And so in verse 113, the psalmist says, I hate the useless thoughts of those who are double-minded. He doesn't hate the people. He hates their thoughts. Seif in Hebrew. They doubt the truth of your word. They are like two branches on a tree that are growing in different directions. One minute, they speak for God. And the next minute, they speak for the enemy. As we're also told in James chapter 1, where it says, they're like the waves of the sea that rise and that fall. They're driven by the ever-changing circumstances in their lives and not by the eternal word of God. It is like they are being tossed around by the wind. They're being tossed around by their feelings, back and forth, first this way, and then that way. So they're unstable. They're unsettled. They're unsettled in all of their ways. They're unsure of the path that they are to follow. Their thinking is a disgrace to God because he has given us the way to follow in his word. But they prefer the useless thoughts of their own minds. Thoughts that we must be careful to remove from our minds as well. How? By focusing our thoughts on the Word of God. So the psalmist adds this, I dearly love your law. Your instruction to me gives me direction. It gives me stability in my life. So like a pillar, I lean upon your word. You are my hiding place, he says in verse 114. Sefer in Hebrew. When I am being pursued by ungodly men, I find safety in you and in your word. And when I am being attacked by them, you alone are my shield of protection. So I wait for you. I wait for your word to vindicate me. Yahel in Hebrew. I patiently wait for you, and I put all of my trust in you and all of my hope in you. Life without hope is a bitter cup to drink, isn't it? It overflows with sadness. It's full of despair. But life in Christ makes sense of this life. It calms our fears and our sorrows so that we can have peace, we can have joy, we can have hope, even in the midst of our pain and our suffering. And that has been the experience of many of us who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and who lean upon him, lean upon his word. So we reject the perspective of the people of this world. We reject their opinions. We reject those who do not follow the Lord. And the psalmist puts it this way, very strongly in verse 115, where he says, "Depart from me, sur in Hebrew. Stop trying to influence me, to turn to your ways, you evildoers," ra'eh in Hebrew, "you who act wickedly. I turn away from you so that I might observe the commandments of my God, so that I might become a testimony even to the ungodly. Lord, you have promised to sustain me." So the psalmist cries out in verse 116, Samach. He says, "You've told me to lean upon you. You've told me to rest in you according to your word to me, so that I might live to honor you and to serve you. So Lord, do not let me be ashamed of my hope in you. I believe your word is true. So Lord, uphold me." Sa'eh in Hebrew. "Fulfill your promise to me and hold on to me just like a father holds on to his child, so that I might be safe." In Hebrew, "so I might have victory in you, that I might have regard for your statute." Sha'ah in Hebrew, "so that I might look upon your word with joy in my heart continually. So incline my heart and my mind to you in singleness of heart, in integrity, in obedience to your word. Yes, Lord, I know my flesh and my heart fail sometimes. It is true. But Lord, you are the strength of my heart. So keep my head above the waters of the flood of sin that swirls all around me and that threatens to drag me under the water. But there is no such hope. There is no such promise for those who reject the word of God. The Lord does not uphold them. He does not sustain them. They are on their own. And so in verse 118, the psalmist says, Lord, you have rejected them. Salah in Hebrew. You have tossed them aside and crushed all those who wander from your statutes. You have ground them under your feet like dust, for their deceitfulness, tormach in Hebrew, their deception is useless, shaker in Hebrew. It is a false hope. For one day, you will remove all of the wicked of the earth who reject you. You will remove them like dross, sieg in Hebrew, like slag, like the scum on the surface of molten metal is removed. Therefore, the psalmist concludes in verse 119. I dearly love your testimonies, for you always do what is right and what is just and what is good. But at the same time, he admits in verse 120, my flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid, Yahreh, in Hebrew. I'm in terror. I shake with fear as I consider your judgments. For you see everything. You see it all. You see all of us for who we really are. And though many people may prosper in this life, they are just like dross. And so in your time, you will bring judgment down upon those who are double-minded, upon those who do not take your word seriously and do not believe your word. And who can stand before your power? Who can stand before your word? And so those who reject the offer of your salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, will suffer forever in a lake of fire, according to your word to us. And yes, these are strong words. These are uncomfortable words. These are frightening words. But these are words that all of us need to hear and to consider before it is too late. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.